Blog Talk Radio.
Special shout out to the guests we got tonight, London. Thank you, guest call. So tonight, so shout out to you. Back on, we have another guest. Like, this has been a good week for the Wiley Show. A good week for the show, period. Because now we have King Lee, exotic dancer. He dibbled and dabbed in porn. I think he did porn for a while. I don't think it was like no deal or no dab, but we need to ask him about that. You know, model. It's just a lot. And I was promoting him tonight. Everybody was like, damn, Wiley, why are you interviewing all these porn stars and these people that take off their clothes? Bitch, I love talking to freaky people. I love talking to people that, you know, a hustler. Like, people need to understand.
Yeah, honey.
I don't think
make that money.
When you take your, you to get your money, you know what I'm saying? If you got a nice body, why not? Why not use yourself to get your money? To get your money.
So what your mom and your daddy made for you.
Okay. And I'm not judgmental of anybody that does that, because at the end of the day, I know what I watch every night. You know what I mean? Like, we could sit here and we could judge these people all day, but if they didn't exist, how are we going to get our nut in if we're single? Because I know I personally, I'm greatly indebted to every porn star here, because I know I watch porn on a nightly basis. I'm single. Why not?
Yeah, cause me, I got it right now. Playing, he fine, he baby daddy.
So without further ado, we're bringing him on King Lee live. Click him on. Okay, I want to make sure he's on so we can get this show started. You're live on the Wiley Show, King. Thank you for coming on.
What's going on? How y'all doing?
All right. I was just going through your snaps because you just followed me on Snapchat, and I think you know you're sexy. So my first question would be, do you just know you're sexy? Do you just know that?
I'm all right.
Well, you more than high. I like the fact how you work out in the gym. You're not, you know, you're putting yourself out there to keep your body in shape because you're exotic dancer. You know, that's what you do. Can you let the people know how difficult it is to constantly, you know, to make your money, to stay current in that industry?
I mean, as an exotic entertainer, I'm supposed to be able to provide every audience with what they're looking for. You know, some people want to see a little bit more ass. Some people want to see a little bit more of the front. You know, it just depends on the type of audience I'm in, which I'm dancing for. So one thing is definitely staying in shape is very important, not only to stay relevant in the industry, but also for yourself. You know, if you look good, you feel good.
Yes, most of it.
Right. And because I was asking the question, you know, how do you keep your dick on hard? Because a lot of people, you know, I was interviewing some exotic entertainer on last year, and he said he had to, like, literally use, like, this device to put on his penis, like a cock ring. And so do you have to put on a cock ring to stay on hard?
Well, I don't have to put on a cock ring like I am, but I'm a young dude, so, you know, when I get up, and I'll be good to go. But
yeah,
on my own. To have some type of material to wrap up with because it also prolongs you staying hard. So not necessarily
so
a cock ring, but, you know, it's material.
Right, because you're young. So, you know, but this is about, he was like,
how old
20,
are you?
So he said he had to use a cock ring.
I'm 22.
Oh, 24,
damn. Yeah, so,
young.
Yes, yeah, so yeah, that dick should stay on hard all day. It should be on hard right now. So be no problems in that department at that age. That age you
yes.
Now.
Yes, I just want to let you know I'm flexible.
We're doing that. Do you get tempted to have sex? Like, do people offer you money a lot when you out doing shows to, like, do a private and, like, literally just want to have sex with you? And if so, do you accept?
Well, being in the industry, of course, you know, I do sell sex as a job. I'm supposed to be somebody you want to have sex with. Do I accept the offers? Money can't buy everything, you know? I mean, I do get offered a lot. I do get offered a nice sum of money, but me personally, that's not really my preference. Like I said, I might do porn modeling, but I don't actually do porn. So that's not something that, you know, you can't just pay
okay,
for my books.
All right, because I think that's like a huge mistake. Everybody, like, be like, okay, you do that. You know you're going to be like a prostitute. You know if the money come on, you know you're going to be fucking and everything like that. I mean, that goes on, but I don't think in every case everybody fall for that.
Right.
I mean, everybody has their set boundaries. Everybody has their set race. You know, everybody has their own standards for what they do. But I feel like as an entertainer, my job is to entertain and to sell you a fantasy that you will want to buy. But, you know, once you get your fantasy to come true, you no longer want that fantasy. Well, you have a new fantasy now. If
right.
That makes sense.
Right.
Yep.
Do you consider
and I'm looking at your pictures. Right.
Oh,
go
ahead. Go ahead, London.
I was about to say, I was looking at your pictures, and how many tattoos do you have?
A lot.
I'm not sure.
I have around somewhere in the 20s.
Okay. Damn. I only got five. Okay.
I was looking at and I was asking, you know, because I know you pretty much primarily perform in front of gay men. Have you ever considered to, like, do female shows only? Have you ever considered, like, doing that full time?
Well, I actually do. I do a lot of female clubs. I do a lot of straight clubs as well, you know, so I deal with a lot of audiences, and it varies from gay men, straight men, gay girls, straight girls, you know, wherever the money is at, that's where I'm going to go. Do I predominantly like dancing for women? I do, because there's a certain thrill that I get, and that's off of women, because women are a little bit more, they're more so, they're in love with the art of a male dancer. They're in love with the actual physical being of a male dancer, not more so trying to sleep with the male dancer.
Right. And then I would think, like, they would give more, too. I think, like,
they,
I would assume
they,
that they
really
would
do.
Give more. Than gay men, because I think we cheat. We'll throw you a dollar bill, $2 bill, and want a whole full-fledged show. Versus, like, people.
If they be coming to me, I'm going to hunt
you. I personally, I just started giving to, when I see exotic, you know, entertainer, I try to give money. At first, I didn't, but then once I realized that a lot of these people, this is their fortune.
okay, okay, I got to give to this. I got to contribute to this economy. Because you do this for a time, right? This is how you make your bread and butter.
Right, right. It's like, you know, some people, they do only dance, and with that being done, you know, everybody out here hustling, just like you have people out here that sell perfume, sell cologne, sell clothing. Everybody has their own brand of hustling, you know, everybody's trying to put food on their table.
Yeah.
Mm. I feel you on that. I feel you on that. But who do you look up to in the industry? Like, is there somebody that is just really doing it right now? Who do you look up to doing that?
Well, honestly, I set my own standards for myself because, one, I know what I want to achieve overall throughout the industry. However, I do have very big influences on me in the industry, such as Arquest, who y'all interviewed last week. Me and him been on show for years. He's a really good guy. You know, he mentored me for a little bit. And even to this day, he still helps me out with the business portion of being an exotic entertainer and everything. So he's a really good person as far as looking up to. Along with Mustang, I've been knowing him since I was younger, and both of them have been very, they play very key roles in the fact of me being a dancer, being in center, and they have helped me out tremendously. So how anybody look up to, I would definitely have to give them credit for where it's due, because they have set the bar.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, shout out.
And shout out to pretty much to Chicago, because, like, Club Escape, I see you perform there, and I'm hearing that Club Escape has been doing some great things these past couple of months. I know Contrell been having a day over there, and I just moved here to Dallas, but Club Escape, I've been hearing good things. So take us to that experience doing working there. Is it okay now? Like, is you finally getting money? For the long period of time, people wasn't really making their money at Club Escape.
Well, as far as my experience at Club Escape, I've been down here about 3-4 times in the last couple of months. And each time I've had a wonderful time. The crowd was lovely. The staff was lovely. You know, everything was real cool. And I did definitely make good money, especially this weekend along with my other trips up here. So it's definitely worth coming out to see. And it's definitely a good group of entertainers as far as the show goes. And with after shows, you know, even like I said, just having a DJ there, they're all really good staff. They're all really good people. And I definitely recommend if you are in Chicago to come out of Club Escape.
Most definitely. And I've been there a couple of times, and they have really, that and Jeffrey Pub have really changed. Have really, really been putting themselves out there, really changing the whole landscape of the nightlife. But speaking of the nightlife, how do you stay out of the drama? You know, the drugs, the alcohol, the fights, because it's a lot of jealousy. And doing that, because some people get jealous of folks that got a nice body, get a lot of life. How do you stay out of the drama?
I mean, like, as far as drama go, like, well, I'm a dude, so therefore I don't try to get into all the drama, the back and forth, the he say, she say mess and all that stuff. I'm a really laid back dude. I go and I make sure I show my fellow coworkers love. You know, I tip them as well. Like, when I'm not working, I would definitely go out to the club from time to time and tip my fellow dancers. You know, I keep it respectful towards everybody, as long as everybody keeps respectful towards me. And I figure we all here to make money. But what we got to argue about? What we got to beef about? You make your money how you make your money. I make my money how I make my money.
Preach.
And I feel you.
And then as far as for the drugs, drugs are something I never really was into or even into the dance. Like, you know, different people have different outlets to do what they do. If you don't enjoy what you do, then sometimes you might need something in order to get your mind away from what you're doing. Me personally, you give me a side of Henny, I'm good. So the most that I would do is drink. Other than that, I'm good on all the other stuff. Also, that affects your body tremendously, especially nowadays with the youth. They're watching us. They're watching, you know, what other people do. They see you doing drugs. That's what they want to do. They feel like that's cool. That's a new end. So outside of setting the standard for myself, I have to remember I have other audiences watching me as well, and that's not a good look to me personally. Now, I can't judge on what everybody else is. Everybody has their own individual outlook on it, but me personally, I know I have people looking up to me as an entertainer, and they might even want to be on my level of entertainment. So I would definitely want to set the bar higher for the next generation of entertainers coming up.
Yeah, I feel you. I agree with you on that. How is it with your relationship status? Are you single in a relationship? Like, what's that? Where are you at currently right now?
I am. I'm single.
I figured that. Cause I'm
on my own.
I don't think we have time to actually date because you around the country doing this, going here, going there. So I don't know if you ever had the time to date. But if you were to get into a relationship, would you kind of like stop doing what you're doing now, like getting a corporate job, a 9-to-5, or would you just stay, you know, stay dancing?
Well, I actually already have a corporate job. I actually work. I'm in management. So I work about 69 or plus hours a week only while I'm not traveling. Outside of that, relationship-wise, I do contribute in a relationship when I am in one, and I do spend time with my lover when I am in a relationship. However, right now where I'm at in life, I feel like being a single entrepreneur and focusing on my brand and my business and building my empire up for when I am in a relationship, me and my lover are financially stable is more important at this time. Instead of being in and out of relationships, trying to test this water, test that water, I would preferably want to get where I want to be at for my standards of financial stability and just overall personally feeling I would be able to be in a comfortable relationship and, you know, be able to enjoy my lover and be happy with my lover.
Okay.
What advice? Because I know a lot of young men, especially in the gay community, want to get into doing it, being exotic dancer. Like, they see the money and they want to do it, but they don't know how. Like, what advice do you give those young men that want to get into the business?
Well, first things first, it's about the money, because we all out here hustling trying to get to the money. But how you make your money is how you lose your money. So depending on how you are trying to, well, how far you want to take it. Do you want to be a dancer for the rest of your life? Do you want to be a dancer for temporarily? You know, you have to have a goal behind the money that you're making. If you're out here just making money, you know, and you spend it as frivolously, then therefore, you know, you have no set goals if you won't be as passionate about it for so long. My advice would be, first, definitely you want to be someone that is not like other dancers. You want to have that uniqueness about you that makes people want to book you, that makes people want to get out here and come to the club and come see you. So you have to find a way that you are comfortable with branding yourself and showing everybody what you have to offer and bring to them that's not like other dancers.
Mm. And I feel like a lot of people that's doing it now, is they need to understand that it do take money to invest in yourself, like going in the gym, you know, having a
most
good tattoo, having that sex appeal, you know, marketing, staying current on social media. I think that's a big thing now, because people are looking on your Instagram to see if you pop in, to see before they book you, see how your social media following is as well. So you got that down pat. But with doing this, do you feel like, well, damn, people judge me about doing this or they say this? How do you handle the criticism of showing your dick and your
criticism,
ass?
At the end of the day, everyone is going to criticize you no matter what you do in life. You have to set your mindset to understand that if you're going to be in the industry of selling sex, people are going to assume that you are sleeping with everyone. People are going to assume that they can pay for you. People are going to assume that, you know, you are sexually active 24/7. That's how they feel, because they, you know, they're going based off of your photos, based off of the ideal that they have put behind your name and behind your brand. Dealing with that, I really don't too much pay attention to criticism. If something is too overboard, I will address it, but I won't address it in a way of mess. I would address it in a way of business, because I would not have slander on my name because of your misinterpretation of my networking and the way I do my business. However, I would definitely say that criticism is going to happen regardless of what field you're in. You can be working at McDonald's and criticized, but making more than somebody working at a business farm. You never know how much is in somebody's pocket. And I would say that if you're too busy working on your pockets, you wouldn't be in nobody else's pocket to begin with.
Right.
I agree. And that's why I was looking. I'm like, just don't pay attention to it. Because I'm checking on your Instagram now that you did perform in Atlanta. Like, how is the Atlanta market compared to Dallas or Chicago? Like, how is it in Atlanta? Is it really good as everybody say it is, or is it not? It's not what everybody think it is. It's not that.
Everywhere you go is what you make it. In Atlanta is definitely a make it or break it type of thing. what city. In Atlanta, you go down there, you have a lot of competition. You have a lot of people that's going to see you. And if you're a new face, you're a new body, you know, you're going to definitely, they're most definitely going to be a target, either for clientele or even for other dancers, because the fact is you're fresh, you're new. In Atlanta, the key point of dancing is you need to know what you're there for. You can't get distracted by the other comments or concerns or anybody else's, you know, views and opinions on you, or even with the promoters. You have to make sure that you establish yourself as a firm businessman that's coming in there to make his money. And when the promoters and when other club owners see that from you, they have no problem with booking you because they know you're not going to be doing things that are distracting from your initial goal, which is to come and entertain.
Okay. I agree. I get
and,
that. I wish everybody had that business sense. Go ahead.
And what did you want to do way before the dancing even became a thing?
Well, I do. I have multiple business adventures that I still work on to this day outside of me dancing. Like I said, with me dancing and traveling, I have to balance out my schedule to where I can do multiple things at one time. Sometimes I might have to take a week off from dancing and, you know, just focus mainly on my fire goals and stuff like that. But one thing I'm going to do is open up a clothing store. So it will definitely be done soon. I'm going to have my own brand coming out along with my clothing label. I'm also going to open up a hair salon, which I'm also working on getting my degrees for cosmetology and things like that as well. So it's multiple things that I have set up and also in motion while I'm dancing. And honestly, dancing is a way to finance my future goals. It's money that balances out throughout the week. You know, you be at work, you make your 9-to-5 money. You're like, okay, I might need a little bit of, or I might want to have a little bit of extra cash, just, you know, throw around or just, you know, invest in different areas. And it's definitely all about investments, especially when you're planning your future.
Okay.
I agree. That's why I was saying so earlier to somebody, I was like, King Lee will be a great asset to Chase in Atlanta doing a reality show. Because
I
think he'll be a good asset to that show. Have you gotten offers to do like these web series? Because I know that's really popping in Atlanta. Have you ever been offered to do a show?
I've been offered different roles on different shows. As far as that goes, I have considered a few of them. However, it just depends on the role and how I'm feeling more so about, you know, the whole entire show setup. One thing about acting, I did a few little background work on a few different shows and stuff like that on MTV and different things. And as I get more and more into the acting field, I see the type of actor I want to become and I see the type of stuff I want to be on. And not saying that reality shows are bad or good, but personally, if I'm going to be on a reality show, I need for it to be something that I can feel for, you know, something that's going to be positive instead of just like a temporary entertainment gig to where it's like, you know, you're just showing your face, getting the publicity for it. Publicity is fine, but at the end of the day, you're working towards your main goal, which publicity will last for only so long. If you can't create revenue off of what you're doing, then it's not really a point of doing it.
Correct.
I agree. That's what I was saying. Like, if you ever was going to do a show, like, it can be something where, so, like, stereotypical, okay, you're getting fucked, or you did something out of the norm to really show off your skills. That's why I give it to some of these people out here in this industry that's really doing it. I look at Hot Rod. I mean, not Hot Rod. I look at Remy Mars, how he, you know, was the bottom of the year or the bottom of the decade a couple of years ago, and now he's acting in movies and doing web series, and there's something totally different than just getting fucked. I think the reason why Chase and Lana would be good for you because it would showcase, like, listen, I'm doing this, but, yeah, I'm working towards this, and it would just bring more positivity to the folks that is actually into the exotic world. That's just not just about showing off your penis.
Right.
And all that. It's really an art.
Great.
And we, you know, a lot of times, even when I look at porn is an art, but a lot of times people get it twisted and just think it's sex, but it is a business. It's an art. And it's whatever you make of
it. Right, right.
So I'm just excited that you finally came on the show. I can't wait to meet you in person. I would love to have a sit-down interview with you because there's a lot of questions that I would love to ask you face-to-face. And
yeah,
my last question,
everybody was requesting me to ask you is like, what do you look for until you're a man? Like, what do you mean? Like, would you want your man to have money? Would you want your man? Like, what is your dream guy that you would love to be in a relationship with?
Well, just to have some clear in the air, I do like males, but I also do like females. So when it comes down to relationships, well, first off, I'm a freak, so therefore, it's not necessarily what I want in a man or what I want in a woman. It's what I want in a partner in general. Money is frivolous. It comes and goes. You know, at the end of the day, it's nice to have somebody on your team or in, to be in a relationship with that is financially driven, how you're financially driven. As far as their hustle, their stride, and what they're looking as far as life-wise. I look for more so someone with goals, someone who has a plan in life, someone who is, you know, they have a 5-year, 10-year, they're working towards something. Because you can't be someone motivated and date someone who's not motivated. I mean, you can, but eventually they're going to either have to step up or you're going to downplay yourself and step down. And it's, and unless you want to be that equal to someone who is going to both go up with you and also build with you. So what I'm looking for is someone to run an empire with. If I do, you know, whenever it's presented to me and I do find the one, as they would call it, that is going to make me settle down and, you know, build with, I would most definitely want someone who is, of course, physically and mentally attractive, someone who is stable enough to balance out their life with their work, and as well as someone who is worth taking that risk for. Because nowadays, in this new millennium, with this way that love is set up, is not something that you find often. It's always a prerogative behind everyone's actions and what everyone has in motion. They go based off of, you know, oh, I'm going to do this, I want this right here out of this person. I want something genuine. So with that being said, I'll be waiting for a while until I settle down. But I definitely would want someone who is definitely going to drift. All
right. Most definitely. Well, I don't want to hold you up. It was good to have this conversation with you, but people that do not know anything about you that would like to book you or learn more information about King Lee, the brand, the artist, where can they find you and how can they book you?
Okay, well, you can book me through email. My email is kingkvngleetheentertainer@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram, forever_king. Facebook, King Lee as well. So however you choose to use social media, most definitely you can follow me on any of those, email me. I do respond back. I try to respond back to pretty much all of my fans around the world. And I want to thank the Willie Show for having me, or the Wiley Show for having me. Definitely enjoyed the interview with you all.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Most definitely. I'm gonna
thank you so much,
WileyShow.com. Currently, I'm going to stay following you. The sky's the limit for you because you just now getting started. I think next year, really, I just want to see you in movies, doing a web series because you really, I think you can act. I can see you in some stuff like that, in commercials and some stuff like
that. Thank you, thank
you. And I really can. So when you really blow the fuck up, I can't wait. You definitely have to come back because you're about to make some big moves. Like I see that drive in you, and I love that drive that you constantly staying current, not getting caught up with the okie doke. Staying, you know, always putting yourself out there in a positive light. I don't see you in a lot of negativity on social media because you know social media, you can see it all. You know, a lot of people tell all their business on social media. You're not like that. You keep your personal life private, and now I admire that.
Baby, I love
about it. You that you keep that private. Because, you know, I don't like to see people talk about their personal life. They get mad when people bring it up in interviews, like some other guests that came on. But we're not going to say no names. So make sure y'all follow King Lee. Most definitely going to put him on my website, thewileyshow.com. Thank you so much. We'll be back next week because we got a lot more guests coming on. And I'm asking you guys to continue to support the show. London, what's your information? Because I know you are Instagram. You don't hardly post on Instagram like that, but... What's your
I've been so busy, but my information is Baby London Brooks at Facebook and Instagram, like I said last time.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. We'll be back tomorrow night. We're gonna keep it going.
again, 10:30 p.m. Central, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be talking about what's going on in the celebrity news, and we're going to keep the show going. Thank you so much. This show will actually be available on Apple Podcasts, so if you all did not get a chance to listen to the live, you go on to Apple Podcasts. It will be on YouTube, and it will be on SoundCloud. We're going to actually update it on there as well. So shout out to people that listened to our Quest interview. I just got the ratings for that. It was excellent. Thank you to everybody that tuned in. Thanks for all the hate mail, because you watch.
Yeah.
You listen.
Yeah.
I take it.
Haters, we
even,
love them.
Even, yeah, because if you don't ask the right questions and you don't get hate, you didn't really do your job. You know what I mean?
Right.
And now we got King Lee on the show because actually we did our quiz. So it's kind of good interviewing people because then you go to the next person, you know, and then the next person be like, well, damn, yeah, I come on because y'all didn't, you know. So this is history. Like, I finally got to interview King Leo. It's been a while, so I've been wanting to interview like since last year. So everything works in God's favor. Everything is working divine timing, and so it was good to get you on. Let me give you a round of applause for coming on. Like, that was dope.
So thank y'all for having me.
Yeah,
you're a co-worker, boo.
I am most definitely going to call the show out with my girl Nicki Minaj. It's not Nicki Minaj's song, but it's Yo Gotti's song. So let me stop saying that. Nicki is featured on the record, so I'm gonna go and play that record up. And I can't wait. I got to see you in Dallas. Like, you definitely got to come to Dallas Pride. Like, I'm shocked that they didn't book you for Dallas Pride.
I would definitely be out. Definitely for Dallas. We're working on that now.
Yeah.
Again, back out there to Texas. I might actually be down there this month, visiting for a little bit. So.
Most definitely
come out there.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, most definitely. All right.
Yeah.
So we're going to close out. Thank y'all so much for calling in, listening in. Thank y'all. We will see y'all again tomorrow night.
Oh, this strip club. We have some niggas up.
Young Money.
Yeah. Me and Mike Will pull the AOD back to back. Some AMG 63. I tell all my hoes, rake it up, break it down, bag it up. Fuck it up, fuck it up,
fuck it up, fuck it up.
Bag it up, bag it up,
bag it up, bag it up.
Rake it up, rake it up,
rake it up, rake it up.
Bag it up, bag it up,
bag it up, bag it up.
I tell all my hoes, rake
it up,
break it down,
break it down.
Bag it up,
bag it up, bag it up.
Fuck it up, fuck it up,
fuck it up.
Fuck it up, fuck it up,
fuck it up.
Fuck it up, fuck it up,
fuck it up.
Rake it up, rake it up,
rake it up.
I made love to a stripper. First I had to tip her 20,000 once. She said, I'm that nigga. I said, I'm that nigga, bitch, I already.